We are up to Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We're going to start again from Amar Rava, which is 11 lines in the bottom. Amar Rava, Uludibri Chachamim, according to the Chachamim that say that if a person marries Muberes Chavera and Menekes Chavera, he can marry her after the time. It doesn't mean he just separates, but he has to actually divorce her. Yaitzi beget, yetzia beget. I'm a marzuta daikinami, I can prove it to you. The son of Yaitzi, the lashon of the chachamim is Yaitzi, but the son of Yafresh, it doesn't say separate, it says get rid of her. Shmamina. I'm sorry?
If he's a kohen, it's pretty good.
If the kohen, it's over.
Too bad.
The kohen, it's over. Again, you have to understand, he violated an iser. Chazal don't want a person marrying a woman within 24 months of her baby. And if she's pregnant, it's longer. Because he has to wait for the baby to be born and then 24 months. Again, I mentioned last week there's a big tumult achreinim whether that applies today or not. Pastas, most achreinim say it does. Because women don't nurse 24 months today.
It doesn't apply.
What?
Yeah,
there's a big tumult. Some achreinim say you can't change the takanas chachamim. This is pastas and shulchan aruch. Rashi, Yadivir chachamim dom lishagi esman alichnes yichnos, miyu achi agi esman until the time comes. Yaitu beget. Takes her out with the ass to divorce her, but like Sagulay by Frosha Balma, there's not enough just to separate the Kani Yaiti or Hamam Yaiti. Nothing about Yaiti. Amalay Ravashi Ravashia, Braid Ravidi. Ravashi's told Ravashia, the son of Ravidi. Hasam Tanan, over there we learned. Their guy is Tanya. We learned in the Braisa. There, I believe, is. I don't know where it is, honestly. I don't, it doesn't give a Mara Mokum here. Yes, it does. Shabbos, Kuf, Lamed, Hey. Okay. Shem Gamliel, I may call to Shabbos, Adam, Lamed, Joyv, Ein, and Nephil. There's a Machloikas, Reb Shem Gamliel, and the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon hold that if, I'm not going to get involved in the detail, but let's just assume a baby is born and dies within 30 days. So the Rabbonon say the fact that he was born and he lived for a while, he's not a Nephil, even if he dies within 30 days. Shem Gamliel says, he's a Suffolk Nephil. Any baby that dies within 30 days is a Suffolk Nephil. He might not have been a viable child. The Rabbanan say, if he's alive at the beginning, the Shailim is after Shabbos, if he's sickly, if the Rabbanan say it, even if he's sickly or only if he's not sickly, we're not going to get involved in that Shailim now. But whatever the halacha is, the Rabbanan say, we don't consider him a Nephil if he's living at the time of birth, even if he dies within 30 days. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, if the baby does not survive 30 days, we don't know if he's a Nephil or not. What? No, we're talking about it's born alive.
Consider it a Nephil, meaning...
Consider it a non-viable birth.
As though she miscarried. As though it would have been a miscarriage.
As though it would have been a miscarriage. Correct. But it's a Suffolk.
Right.
That's the shit. But if it lives 30 days, then it's for sure not a Nephil. Shimon Gamliel, I'm a call to show about the Mama Joy, ain't a Nephil.
During this time, were you considered a
subject
or not?
No. Well, many the baby lived and died at day 20. Does she need chalitza or not? Did her husband leave a baby? Rabbanan say, not at Ephel. He was born alive. Again, I'm not getting involved. The Gemara after Shabbos talks about what Rabbanan would say if he was born sickly. There's a big shayla after Shabbos. But whatever the case is, Rabbanan say it was a viable child. I die day 20, doesn't make a difference. And she's part from chalitza. She goes free. Shem Gamliel says, I'm a suffolk. I don't know. I don't know if she goes free or not. I'm sorry?
Full term 7 or 9.
No one says that she's for sure a
non-viable
child?
No, okay, so you're forcing me to do this. I don't mind. We'll go get Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos discusses what is the case of the Machloikas. We get Milo on Shabbos. Yeah, Milo. What? No. Whether it, we'll see in a second.
Do it.
Zamta Gemara. The Gemara is going to have two. Amar Abaya. Nabumin Agadir Achlari. If a baby falls off a roof and dies, and gets eaten by a lion, Divrei Akol Chayu. Everybody says that the baby was a living baby, even though it got killed within 30 days. Keep Ligi, what are they arguing? Shapia Kumeis. Meaning, he lived for a little while and died. Maya Sever Chayu, the Rabbi didn't say, he lived, he's a baby. Maya Sever Meisu. And the Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, he might be an Ephel. Might have Kamina, lift him in Ayibu. According to the Rabbanon, the mother is Pater from Yibam Chalitza. According to Shimon Gamliel, it's a Suffolk.
No, so I don't have an answer. Is someone hold it's Vade possible or not?
No.
It's either a Suffolk or it's a viable.
Yes. Now, then the Gemara changes its mind. Elok Shapir Kumeis, Divri Akot Meitzu. If it born sickly and died right away, it's for sure a Nephil. Keep Ligi, Benavum and Agag, V'Ochlari. Mar Sever Meitzu, Mar Sever Chayu. So according to the second chapter of the Gemara, Machlokes is a healthy child that died. Is it a Suffolk Nephil or not? But if it was a sickly child, everybody would agree it is a Nephil. Right. Unless, again, now this takes it back. Unless, if we know for sure it was a full-term pregnancy, right? If we know for sure it's a full-term pregnancy, then we say it's a viable child according to everybody. This is only if we're not sure if it's a full-term pregnancy. Okay. Negei Lamaisa here, we're not going to get involved in all those details. Negei Lamaisa here is Haloi Shah Svekahab. Yes.
It shouldn't matter if this child is the woman's pregnant with him or her at the time that the husband dies.
No.
It happened earlier in her marriage, right?
No, it doesn't. No. If it happened earlier in her marriage, even if he was a healthy 25-year-old man, he died, and at the time of the woman's husband's death, there's no children, there's Yibam.
Well, if
the baby is inside the mother...
Again. You asked me a question. What would happen if this story happened 2 years before the woman's husband died?
Right.
The answer is, if at the time of the death he has no children, I don't care if they were healthy or not.
Right. You mean he has like a 5-year-old that died?
A guy has a child. When he's 65, he dies. The man dies at 92, and he leaves no children. His son lived till 65.
That's on his children.
Do
Yibam? What if that's on his children? That's
the
second son's children.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a Gemara later on.
Do you do Yibam then?
Absolutely. Yibam Achalitza. The man died without children. We look at the moment of death. Did he leave children or not? He did not.
That's a big sentence. It's true. We have not had that.
No, we have not had that.
I'm going through the whole discussion now, start with Olive, and I have not seen it.
You're right, but it's true. So we're talking about at the time of the death, he left this woman pregnant, or this woman had a baby, lived, died. So according to Shimon Gamliel, it's a Suffolk Nephil. Since it's a Suffolk Nephil, she needs Chalitza mi Suffolk. The baby didn't leave 30 days, so we have to have Chalitza mi Suffolk. That's the halacha, according to Shimon Gamliel.
We don't say,
it's a Suffolk. Every time it's a Suffolk.
Suffolk Yibam also.
Right. We can't do Yibam Yisuffolk, but we can do Chalitza Yisuffolk. It's not Ein Ha'ilul Yibam.
Is this a Daraisa?
Why not? Why not?
Why can't they eat Yibam Yisuffolk?
I'm sorry? Okay, that's not halacha. Nothing happens. I'm just trying to get something. Okay. I wanted to bring the halacha. Read the halacha. What? No, the Masechta Gemara has halacha in the back. But I think.
No.
David Bates, Yavamas Aleph, Yavamas Gimel, Yavamas Dalet, Yavamas Hay, Yavamas Vav. But I don't see Yavamas Bates. Rashi, calls us all Shleshim Yem, Mishinayil, and Chai Shleshim Yem, Bodhim, and Nebel, Lachin, and Kibbe Odom. Why does it say by a person? Because the 27th of the Bema has Shemim. By animals, 8 days. And in Nebel, will point to us, Yemim, and Achalitza. Sveik, who, but Chalatz, and Lemis, and Emes. But that became the Sabbath, and we call it the Chadash of Eli. Rashi says that's only if we don't know if it's a full term baby. Avoy, Kimon, the Kol, and Chadash of. But if we know for sure it was a full term baby, Tanam, and Mesechtes, Nidam, it was a full-term baby. The kid lived for a day, an hour. It's called a viable child that lived. It was a full-term pregnancy. It's only if we don't know whether it was a full 9-month pregnancy or not. Now, Vietnam. A woman had a child, no other children. The child died within 30 days, and she didn't get chalitza. She went ahead and married somebody else. According to Shimon Gamliel, she's a suffix that she violated Yavama Lashok. Ravina Amma Mishmei Derava. Ravina Mishmei Derava Amar. In Matrix Yisrael Li Chalatzis. She married a Yisrael, and she's new Chalitza. Now, when she's married, listen, she's married to her husband, he might be living with the Yavama Lashok. New Chalitza, and then continue living with your husband. There's nothing wrong. Stay married, get chalitza, get off the parbum, it might be a Yavam Lashuk, remove it, stay married. The anxious kayan, however anxious kayan has a problem, the kayan can't be married to a chalitza. So if she gets chalitza, she's going to have to get divorced from her husband. Ain't a chalitza. You can rely on the sheet of the Rabbanon that say that it is a viable baby and you don't need chalitza. Even though we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but under these circumstances, we rely on the Rabbanan sheet to say that if the baby lived, it's viable, and it's not even a suffix nephil. Because if not, we would break up the Mekayan's marriage, and we don't want to do that. So we fall back on the sheet of the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel.
Did we say this? This is Ravina?
This is Ravina saying it in the name of Rava. You could have.
So saying normally Kohanim everything is strict.
Yeah, but here we're talking about a b'di'evit situation. R'mashayash says, I feel bad for the Kohen, but, you know, life is life. He shouldn't have married her. He married her, she needs chalitza. And both are quoting Rava. Both are quoting Rava. Rashi. She assumed that she is Pater because she had a son. The Mesis is Charlie Mazesha Kitchi is Charlie. Shim Tachlus and Ayavim, Lachi Kedusha, Lithi Asra Baila. She does Chalitza now, she won't become forbidden to her husband. Chalitza. The Mazesha Kitchi Kaini, Shim Tachlus, the Asra Lov. Ain't a Chalitza, this is Samachin and Avlad. We say go with the baby, and she's Pater. And Rabbi Sarah, she said, no. At night, Rava said, like you're quoting him, but in the morning, I heard him say that he's changed his mind. So that's why I'm quoting him, that by Kayin you don't need chalitza. What you're quoting was what he said originally. What I'm quoting is what he changed his mind. Amaloi Sharisu, you're permitting this woman to stay married to the Kayin? Yei Rava the Tishri Avtarva, to be the will of Hashem, you should be Matur Chelov. Meaning, you're paskening wrong. So it should be the will of Hashem that you should pasken wrong in something very blatant, so people should know they can't rely on your psak. Basically, he's saying, you're paskening wrong. But it's not clear that you're wrong. So Hashem should help you that you should pasken wrong blatantly, and people will know that this is not a reliable psak. So the question is, Ravina holds that Rabbi never changed his mind, he just considered it. That's obviously the machloek. Rashi, B'ur Tam Rabbi Hochi, Kizik Amrit, L'tavro Hadebe, B'shamati Mipiv Shein Echoletzis, I heard from his mouth that you can't be Chayla.
Aren't you
about
Sefik D'Raisa?
What?
Isn't it a Sefik D'Raisa?
But the Rabbanon hold that it's not a Sefik D'Raisa.
It's not the, it's not Ishizach.
No, it's all lava. We don't like to do lava either. You know what I mean?
It doesn't.
First of all, Rabbi Cohen, you're a Kayan. You should be sticking up for Kahanim, not burying them.
It doesn't. What's the point?
Again, the question is: there is a Shitas Rabbanan in the case of a Kayan? Can we rely on the Rabbanan?
Why would we?
What do you mean? Because it's Tanoim that hold that way. And we don't like to break marriages up.
They haven't been married yet.
Yes, they are.
They made Kedushin.
But that's marriage. You're making a divorce. You're breaking up marriage. Now, Ravina agrees with you.
No.
I mean, Ravina is the one that agrees with you.
Before they even made Kedushin,
I mean, Rav Sharsh agrees with you.
Stop it.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I'll say to get married.
It's what?
Right?
Yeah, but that's not the reason. No, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is, are we b'di'evet going to be Simech on the other sheet in the Tanoim? Now, we can't do that. But a Meroim can say that we only paskel like Rav Shimon Gamliel l'chatchila, but to break up a marriage, we don't paskel like Rav Shimon Gamliel.
Why isn't it?
Because it's not an essay for him to marry this woman.
It's only a suffix.
But it's an isser. He might not be doing an isser. Go marry somebody else. Talk to Gemara. So why did we bring this in? Because we want to know the Shaila. We learned last week that if somebody marries a Muberes Chaveray, Rameir says, the marriage is gone. What if she marries a Kayan? And if you make him divorce her, he's never going to be able to remarry her. So according to the Rabbanan, who said that after 24 months he can remarry her, what do we do by a Kayan? A Kayan married Muberes Chaveray. Rameir said, it's over, done with permanently. No Shaila. Rabbanan said, after 24 months, he can marry her. But if he's a Kayan, are we going to make him divorce her? Then he won't be able to remarry her. Or can we say, but the Eved, since it's a Kayan, we'll just separate them, and after 24 months, they can come together. Just like you said by Chalitza. Then when it comes to a Kayan, we look the other way, and we're saying, under Rabbanan, we say, we don't want to break up a marriage. What would you do by Muberes Chaveri, Menekes Chaveri? That's the Shaila. Now, according to a mayor, we're never letting them stay married anyway. But according to the Rabbanan, after 24 months, they can live happily ever after. What do we do by a Kayan? Do we let them separate and come together after 24 months? Or do we let them say, sorry, divorce her, goodbye, you're a Kayan, you're stuck? That's the Shaila.
No matter what level of marriage they have.
How can Gabu Muberes Chaveri, Menekes Chaveri, and Asu Lekayan? My. We have a Rabbanan Takan to Lekayan? Do they make a Takana for the benefit of the Kayan? And allow him just to separate? I lie. Amalei. So who answered who? This is Rav Ashi that said to Rav Aishya. So Rav Aishya answered him, Hachi Hashta, what kind of comparison is it? Bishlahim Asam, in the case of Chalitza, even the Iker Rabbanan, the Pligan Lady of Shimon Gamliel. There's Rabbanan that argue with Shimon Gamliel. The Amri, they said, they said that even though the baby didn't live for 30 days, it's a viable baby. And therefore, there's no need for Chalitza. So we had an opinion that said, no need for Chalitza. So therefore, Gabi Eishes Kayan, even Layev Shurv did Iker Rabbanan. So we rely on that opinion. Aval Hacha, come on, Evan, which opinion are you going to rely on? Ikra Meir, Rameir said by Menekes Chaveri, he's got to divorce her and never stay married to her. Ikarabonan, Rabbi the get. They said he's got to give a get. Nobody said they can separate. There's no shita to rely on. There, by a kayin, we said, do like Drabonon. Here, what are we saying? Do like Drabonon. Drabonon also said divorce. Nobody said they can stay married. So who are you relying on for the kayin? You can't make a heter for a kayin that's a non-existent heter. Over there, there's a shita that gave a heter. So the chatchila, we don't want to do it. For a kayin's sake, we're saying on that shita. But there's a shita. Here, there is no shita. Even the Rabbanan or the lenient ones say divorce. Nobody said separate. So who are you relying on for this kayin?
Maybe the
Yotzia is not
the one to learn that.
But but that's not, there's no shita that we know of. We said Yotzia means forget. Nobody's arguing in that. What do you mean? But once he said that, that's that. Rashi. Can I just do Rashi? Just Rashi. How come I, Rav Shua Brei Davidi Kabayla, Rashi's asking, Rav Shua Brei Davidi, we have Rav Shua Brei Davidi. We have Rabbanan to counsel the guy, and I've got the Yeshua Bini, Yait to beget, I check his amount. By Rabbanan, we want him to divorce till the time. How come the check his amount of us, Ladura, because he can take her back? Abel Hacha, the Imagarish, well, we must him have the law. If he divorces her, he can't take her back. Tiski Bab Rashi Balma, maybe it's enough just to separate. Abdina Kirabanan, but some Kinan Avlad. Yes, Corey.
She's only in Arusa. Why is everybody making her get a get?
Because an Arusa needs a get. Because the Kedusha needs a get.
But I'm saying, why didn't the Rabbanan just say separate for 24 months?
Because the Rabbanan were not happy that he married a Menachem Chaver and Uber Chaver. It's against the law.
He violated
the law.
But the reason they're upset is because they're not going to know what the story is.
Again, but they made the law. See, there's a reason, and then there's the law. Don't think about it. Itmar. Kitchen b'tech shalai shal barcha. A guy married a woman within 3 months. By the way, menekes chaverim uberes chaverai has zero to do with not knowing whose baby it is. She's pregnant. She's nursing. Just to clear the record. It's that we don't want to stop the milk supply.
Right.
She can be divorced, though.
What?
She can be divorced.
Absolutely. Itmar, Kitchum B'Tech Shloisha. A guy married a woman within 3 months of her husband's death, or divorce. And that we don't want, because we won't know who the father of the baby is. He did it. Ubarach, and he ran away. He ran away. He's gone. Are we happy with that? Or do we say we punish him for violating the law of being Mekadosh a woman within 3 months? Now, this is not the same as Muberes Chaverim and Ekes Chavera. That's not that rule. It's a different rule. Don't marry a woman within 3 months. He made Kedushin and then skipped town. So he's not coming back for 90 days. So there's not going to be any question. Sokta Gemara, Pligibar Avachav Arafram. Karamar Meshamtinalei. We put him in Cherim for violating the Isser. The Karamar Iruka Mestaye. He ran away. That's good enough. Which means he showed us that he really has no plans to marry her until after 90 days. Haba'ubda, there was a story of Amagu Ravram, Eruka Messiah, and Ravram Paskind that running away helped. Rashi, Kitcha B'tech Shlesha Shema Amana Igrusha Eruka Messiah, Leboy Lemichve, the Licht of Get. You don't have to force him to write a Get. The Goli Adaitit Leboy Lichna Satamana. The first sheet to hold, you put him in Kherim until he gives the Get. And the second sheet holds, he doesn't have to write again, he ran away. So there's a shayla. How about in the case of Menekes Chaver and he runs away? What if a guy made Kedushin with Muberes Chaver and Menekes Chaver, right? And he ran away. Again, bottom line is he ran away. Did he force a get? Or are we happy with the fact that he ran away, and therefore we don't need a get?
He has to run away for 2 years.
Whatever this year is, he ran away, he's gone. He's out of town. He's not here. Are we going to force him to give a get?
I would say yeah.
So it's a big shayla to be shayla. The Rush, Paskin, I believe.
Well, the whole reason is that we should make relations with the wife, and we can't move the wife.
The Rush, Lynn? The chayin ha-mekadesh, beret, I mean, ekif, yivrach l'fi meshach ha-zman l'fi ha-rachak. He can run away, and he doesn't have to give a get. We paskin, if you run away, and you're gone for the length of time, we'll get, let you get away with it. So frankly, that's great, and so a chayin has an answer. The chayin who married, who beret chadei, right? Right? Or the case before, he married this woman who had a suffix baby. No, that's different. Case, if a kayan married Muberes Chaderai, let him run away. There's an Eitzah. So the Rechonim answer, running away is not an Eitzah. You got to be out of here for 2 years.
What's
some people can do it and some people can't. You live here. You have all your stuff here.
What's the wife's work?
What?
Who's feeding the wife or two?
Well, with Kedushin, I guess he would have to send money. That's not a kasha. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. That's the halacha.
Well, how,
yes.
Running away, you, running away is a shita that says you don't need a get?
The way you just quoted it makes it sound that any husband who's married to his wife for 40 years and then decides he doesn't want to be married to her, runs away, and he doesn't have to divorce her.
No,
it does, there's no such halacha.
The person did
kedusha.
He violated the rabbanon. He violated the rabbanon rule of muberes chaverim and nekes chaverim.
No,
that's the case. No, that's nothing to do with tesh-lash. Tesh-lash, there's no reason. Tesh-lash is not going to help running away. Because she's a something yivam l'shuk for the rest of her life. This is only when there's a time constraint. Right? He should have waited 24 months. He didn't. So the Rabbanan said, we make him divorce. So if he's a Kayan, it's over. And that's what we said. What if he runs away?
This case to Rafram, what happens if she runs away and then 9 months later she has a baby? What happens? Whose baby is that?
Well, they didn't marry.
Kitsha
Batash Lashav.
The kitchen without the
food. Yeah.
If he's pursuing them for sure.
We don't want any marriage. We don't want it. He violated the rule. Get out of here. Now, the truth is, he should divorce her.
But is that mashma that he did the suing and then ran away, but it wouldn't help?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it would help. The bottom line, we won't know who the father of the baby is. That's all.
Kedushin, we can assume that he didn't.
There's no reason to assume that he lived with her. Nothing about Baita. Gufa. I'm sorry. Safik ben Tesha. The Mishnah said Ruvei died, had no children. Shimon was Miyabim, his wife, within 3 months. They had a baby at the end of 9 months, and we don't know. Within the 7 months of the Sibum. We don't know whether this is a 9 month baby from husband one, a 7 month baby from baby two. So we say the baby is kosher b'manavshach. Because the first husband was the father, he's a kosher kid. If not, he's a kosher kid from the second husband. There's suffix whether he was ever kosher or not, but the baby is not a suffix mamzer. Correct the Gemara. I don't understand why it's a suffix. Lema halachah rov nashim. Rov nashim letishe yolda. Most women have full-term pregnancies of 9 months. Why can't rov paskin? You have a baby. You don't know if he's a 9-month-old to husband one, a 7-month-old to husband two. Right. Why can't we say it's husband's one, we have a rov? Right, babies are born after 9 months, not after 7 months. And it should be a vaday koras. Right should paskin that he lived with his brother's wife. But Mishloi ben Malka Mitzvah, his brother had a child. Right says this belongs to his brother. Amalei, nashi dizan, l'shiva yod. Our wives give birth at 7. And therefore, there's no such right. The world, most women give birth at 9. So you're telling me that in your family it's common to have seven. Very nice. But we're not passing for your family. We're passing for the world. And the world, right now, some are born, my children are born after 9 months, not after 7 months. Come to Gemara. I'm a little healthy coming in. This is what I meant. Right now, she's your older Leticia. Most women give birth to 9 months. You're right. Amiyat L'sheva. Amiyat give birth at the 7 months. However, the Chol HaYeledes Leticia, every woman that has a full-term pregnancy, Ubra Nikra L'shlisha Mehon, at 3 months, we can tell she's visibly pregnant. Now, this woman was not visibly pregnant at the end of 3 months, because had she been visibly pregnant at the end of 3 months, we would know who the father of the baby is. She did not become visibly pregnant at the end of 3 months. Israel Eruba, so the rive of 9 months, has been dented, has been weakened. Correct the Gemara, call how you let us, Leticia, Uber, Nicholas, Lushamel. Is that 100%? That every one woman that gives birth at 9 months, it's visible at the end of three? I'm a delightful Christian, Shemel, and Father Barshivel, about Shohu. So let's use that to Paschim that it must be from the seventh heaven. Mother, if you're telling me that every woman that gives birth at 9 months, the pregnancy is visible at three, this woman did not visibly pregnant at three. That means it's not the first husband's baby. We started off saying, assume it is the first person's baby. Right. We answered, every woman that gives birth at 9 months, the pregnancy is visible at the end of three. Oh, that's true? Over here, the pregnancy wasn't visible. So that knows it's not the first husband. Not all. A majority of women that give birth at 9 months have their pregnancy recognizable at the end of three. We have two majorities working against each other. Majority of women give birth in 9 months. But the majority of women that give birth in 9 months have a visible pregnancy at the end of three. She didn't. So the majority of women that give birth in 9 months says it's the first one. The fact that she didn't have a visible pregnancy says the second one. So we have two rives working against each other. So we don't know. That's why it's a suffix.
The majority of 7 months baby is visible?
At one point or another.
At 3 months.
No, it may be visible before. A third of the pregnancy. This woman got married after 2 months.
We're saying it wasn't visible.
At the end of three, it wasn't visible.
For sure it wasn't visible at the end of two.
I guess. Her husband died. Her yavam married her after 2 months. 2.5 months later, she became visible.
Why isn't that a robe that she's a... If 2 weeks later?
2 months later. 4 months after her husband died, she became visible.
If it's a third of the pregnancy, at 7 months, she should show early. Right?
Again, a woman that gives birth in 7 months can give birth any time between the end of the sixth and the end of the seventh.
Okay.
So here we have a guy that died. 2 months later, his wife did Jibum. Not Halacha. She did it. 2 months after that, she's visible. 4 months after the death of her husband, 2 months after the Jibum.
How could it take... If it was a 7-month baby...
After 2 months, she can be visible.
From the second husband.
Right. But she can also be visible after 4 months from the first husband. Rive says not, but Rive says most women have full-term babies. That's our problem. We have two Rives that are working against each other. One Rive said most pregnancies are 9 months. The other Rive says she should have been visible a month earlier. So we don't know. It's called Suffolk. Can't pass by either Rive.
But Ridwan said that Shiloh is Rove a mirror or is
Rive is a sure mirror. Chazaka was a Shiloh. Rive is a sure mirror.
Here the Gemara said it's left to Rove and kill her.
It's a mirror.
Why kill her for what?
I don't know who, I don't know who we're killing anyway, by the way. I don't know, we don't kill people so fast. We want to say that we should know it's the first husband's baby, and there's where she violated Karis. She should bring a Karim Chata.
Is there anything to do with
Parish or... I see you have a mixture, there's no mixture.
Mixed up off,
ladies. No. This is called a Rubat Alessa. Come on, it's a nature of people. It's not a Rubat Issa. Come on, your child is by a Rubat Issa. Come on, this is a Rubat Alessa. Come on. By the way, we kill people by rights. Ruben hits his father and wounds him. Sky Misa. How do you know it's his father? Who told you it's his father? How do you know that his mother wasn't Mazana with somebody else and he's somebody else's child? Right. Right, Bila Salah Rabba. We say majority of women, majority of people live with their husbands and they get pregnant from their husbands. We kill people based on Rive. Rive is a bearer. The question here was, we had a Rive, why can't we pass? Why are we saying the kid is a Suffolk? It's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadai. Right. Answer is because it contradicts another call. We quoted that call as 100%. That every time a woman is pregnant 9 months, she's visible at the end of three. Now, if that's true, so that's a bearer. And the answer is, that's also not a bearer. It's one against the other. Rive says one way, Rive says the other way. We're stuck with two majorities working against each other. So we throw our hands up and say, we don't know.
So she shows after three?
She showed after four. After two of Yibum, after four of her husband's death.
Would they ever use the appearance of the kid as a... As
the what?
The appearance.
No.
He looks like one of the...
Four. No, we never use that.
Rather anyway, so...
You know why? We don't use it based on a Gemara in Gittin. But the Gemara in Gittin says that the Romans wanted to have beautiful children. So they used to tie beautiful women to their bed when they lived with their wives, that their wives should look at that woman, or they should look at that woman or that handsome man, that the baby should become as beautiful as that handsome man and handsome woman. So we see that what a person sees, looks at, thinks of, the Shas Tashmish, can affect the appearance of the child. Brought in halacha. This is brought when a guy accuses his wife of having an affair and that the baby looks like the other guy. Is that enough to paskin that the kid is a mamzer? And the answer is no, because she might have been thinking of the other man during tashmish. That's paskin in achrayim. I don't know halacha lemaisa, but there's tshuvas in achrayim that say that. Based on that Gemara and Gittin, that the Romans who wanted their children to have a certain appearance used to... Okay, let's catch up with Rashi. That's Rashi. Kitchen attacks Lisha, Shum Amana Agusha, Eni Amana Agusha, Ibuka Mistaya, we did that already. Barai National Test Yaldim, Balaiti Chatzis, Devata Bakamahu. It's the shortest side of the first one, Baisha Sachbo, Banabol. He married his brother's wife who had children. If it would have been visible at the end of 3 months, we'll have a Mesabkalon. It says by Tamar, at the end of 3 months, you can't say she's part of the majority.
I always thought it's just kimish shalosh chadashim. It's close to 3 months. It doesn't exactly. Doesn't mean exactly. It's approximately 3 months.
Again, approximately doesn't mean 4th month.
Okay. And we're talking about like 3 months. So like, is it like exactly 90 days or?
I have no idea. I can't answer that question. I don't know. It's interesting that Chaim talk about, we try to talk about, there are other ways to check if a woman is pregnant with nothing to do with being visible in those days. There was a test on the breath, certain ways the breath react for a pregnant woman. I don't know exactly what it is. And then there's a way when she walks and stands, the way she makes an imprint, you can tell if she's pregnant. That, the Rishayim say, that would be a test that we could have used in this case, had she done it, that we tested her. But we have no way of knowing now, and therefore we don't know. It seems to me that it is possible to ascertain if a woman is pregnant without being visible. That's what they say. Today we would take a pregnancy test.
It's a rabbit test.
What?
Something with
a rabbit there. The rabbit was actually pregnant. Chicken? No. That's a perfect. Come to my back. Come to my back. Rishon royally is kain gadol. Mamzer misafik. The Rishon is royally to be a kain gadol. Here is the case. Reuven died. His father Shimon the Gibbon within 3 months. Had a baby. We don't know if it was Reuven's baby or Shimon's baby. Reuven was a Kayan and Shimon was a Kayan. So the son is a Kayan. He's a kosher Kayan. He don't know whose dad is, but it makes no difference. When they call him up to Aliyah, can't say Yamid ben Reuven, you can't say Yamid ben Shimon, but you can say whatever it is, he's a Kayan. And he can become a Kayan Gadol. Meaning there's nothing wrong with him. Shani, if they went ahead and had a second baby, now, this is a Suffolk Eshesach. Suffolk Mamzer. The second one, Mamzer Misuffolk. He's a Mamzer Misuffolk.
Why is the first one?
The first one, either he's the first one's Manasseh. Did Reuben have a baby? So he's a kosher kid. Shimon shouldn't have done Yibum, but he's nothing to do with Shimon. He's Reuben's child. Did Shimon have the baby? That means he was eligible for Yibum. So he's still a kosher kid. Again.
Oh, I hear.
Reuven died. We don't know if his wife is pregnant. Shimon married his wife. They have a baby. We don't know if it's Reuven's baby or Shimon's baby. Either way, that baby is kosher. If it's Reuven's baby, what's wrong? Shimon didn't have Aira, but it has nothing to do with the baby. And if it's Shimon's baby, it's also kosher. That means Reuven had no children. Then they stayed married, which was ushered to do because it's a Suffolk Eshesach. And they had a second baby. Now that second baby is for sure Shimon's baby. But maybe Shimon was allowed to be married to her. Maybe he wasn't allowed to be married to her. So it's a Mamzer, be Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Mamzer. We don't know. So the older brother can be a Kohen Gadol. And the second baby is a Suffolk Mamzer. That's what it says. Because the older brother, whoever his father is, nothing wrong was done with him. Don't think about it. Tell me about it. Rishon royally is kain gadol. Visheni mamzer misafik. Second one, the mamzer misafik. That's about Yaakov Omer, a mamzer misafik. Not a mamzer misafik. Rashi. Rishon the safik have a royally is kain gadol mimanavshach. Visheni, im kai machi odo ben vaday. If she, he kept her till she had a son, his son, so mamzer misafik. Shema Rishon ben Amesava, because maybe the first baby was Reuven's son, the Koyale Bekaris, and therefore he was not allowed to be Miyam her, and therefore, whenever he lives with her, he's violating Karis. Rishtagin Chai Sheni Vlad Chai Bekrisis Mamzer, and the kid would be a Mamzer. So the Tanakh says he's a Mamzer Misafik, and Reb Lezim Yaakov says he's not a Mamzer Misafik. What does that mean? If it's going to be my comment, why not? Sorry? Where does it say that? He didn't listen to the way I read Rashi. Shiyodoloi ben vadai, period. I knew that would happen. I was careful. Shiyodoloi ben vadai, the second one had a definite child, period. Mamzer misafik. That definite child is a safik mamzer. Depends where you put the period, or comma, whatever you want to put there. But I read it. I knew right away that if I don't read it carefully, that's a mistake that's going to be made.
It's a definite mamzer who's permitted to marry a mamzer.
No, it doesn't say that. Why is it a definite mamzer?
Because Isn't that what he said?
No. Where does it say that? Oh, we don't know what he said yet. We haven't explained him yet. He was reading a Rashi. He was really nothing. My right. My kama. What does the words of Yaakov mean? I'm Rabbi Hachi kama. Okay, let me explain. There's a machlokes tanoim and a mesechtes gedushin. Can a mamzer vadai marry a suffolk mamzer? There's a mandiyama that says that a suffolk mamzer is not usher to marry not a mamzeret and not a Jewish girl. He can marry whoever he wants. The Torah only ushered a definite mamzer cannot marry a Jewish girl, a regular, healthy, kosher Jewish woman. A suffolk mamzer is mutter to marry them. It's a mandiyama that says that. Darshan's from a pasuk. Mamzer vadai hu dlo yavai, ha suffolk mamzer yavai. Because vadai hu dlo yavai, ha bekol suffolk yavai. A suffolk mamzer is not restricted from either side. There's another mandiyama that says no. A suffolk mamzer cannot get married to a kosher or to a mamzer. He's stuck. Can't marry either of the two. It's a machlokes tanoim. So both Abai and Rava are going to learn that the machlokes tanoim in this braisa is this suffolk mamzer treated like a mamzer vadai? Can he marry a mamzeret? Or he's not even allowed to marry a mamzeret. He has to marry nobody because he doesn't know who to marry. Now, the machlokes Abai and Rava is going to be which opinion holds what? Again. There's a machloikis tanoim and a sexist kedushin. Can a suffolk mamzer marry a mamzeret? Because he might not be a mamzer. One Tana learns out of a pasuk that he can. And one Tana says he can't. Can a suffolk marry a vadai? Can a suffolk marry another suffolk? Same thing. One might be a mamzer, one might not be a mamzer. So this is machloikis tanoim. So both Abai and Rava are going to learn that this machloikis tanoim that we just had is, when we say he's a suffolk mamzer, to what degree? Can he marry a mamzeret? Can he not marry a mamzeret? The machlokes Abai and Rav is going to be, which of the two is the one that's allowing him to marry a mamzeret? And which of the two is not allowing him to marry a mamzeret? So that's the machlokes Abai and Rav. So let's read it inside. Amar Abaya, Hohikam, Rishon Royali is Kain Gadol. V'sheni, suffolk mamzer, v'asher b'mamzeret. The second one is a suffolk mamzer. He can't marry anybody because he's a suffolk mamzer. How can we let him get married? Blessed be Yaakov Eimer, ain't a suffolk mamzer. We don't treat him like a suffolk mamzer. He is a suffolk mamzer. A levade mamzer. We treat him as if he's a vade mamzer. A mutzer b'mamzeret. And he's mutzer b'mamzeret. So according to Abaya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the lenient one. He lets the suffolk mamzer marry a mamzeret. Rashi. My kamar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, hechi vatzel afukim suffolk mamzer, how can he say he's not a suffolk mamzer? Amar Abaye, a suffolk mamzer, havi vatzel ben mamzeres of a tshera. He's also in a mamzeres and a tshera. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, a mamzer in suffolk, a lukavad a mamzer havi. A mutzer ben mamzeres, the ksavar, tzvei kum bevadon, a suffolk mamzer, to a vade mamzer, mutter, is mutter. That is Abaye's pshat. We will leave Rabbi's pshat mer-tshamba tomorrow. We continue tomorrow. By the way, this week, there's no Dershu on Friday and on Sunday. Have a Chanukah.